يا اهلا وسهلا متابعينا الكرام في حلقه جديده وخاصه من برنامج هروج المصارعه على يو اف ام راديو. حلقتنا اليوم فيها نجم العرض الازرق سماك داون لايف ونيو داي بيج اي. First, I would like to welcome the international superstar from WWE and a member of the New Day, Big E, to هروج المصارعة on UFM Radio. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's the pancakes? Are they ready?
Our pancakes are always ready. We always got to keep it up. We got a chef tirelessly working.
Great.
Cooking up pancakes, so always ready.
That's great. We're looking forward to it. So we're going to start with, please do tell us now how you feel about coming to Saudi Arabia and taking part of the greatest Royal Rumble, let alone facing 49 other superstars.
Obviously very excited. When we initially read about the fact and heard about the fact that we're going to Saudi Arabia, it's my first time, it'll be my first time, so I was excited about that. But then hearing how big this event will be, the biggest Royal Rumble ever, and hearing some of the names involved, Undertaker and Chris Jericho, and just some of the names, the big names, like this feels like we just have WrestleMania, but it almost feels like another WrestleMania. It's going to be such a big, exciting card. And also just the fact that we'll be in Saudi Arabia, being able to take in the culture, to be able to interact with our fans. Saudi Arabia is an exciting time. So it's becoming quite the event, you know, definitely that feeling of a second WrestleMania, so we're all very excited.
Great. So, at the greatest Royal Rumble, there is a chance that you, Big E, will probably have to meet and probably team up with Xavier Woods and Kofi. Can we see the New Day partnering up and winning the greatest Royal Rumble?
Oh, of course. We'll definitely be there. We'll definitely be teaming up.
Yeah.
A lot of times you see teams that you have, they're in a tag team, but he'll eliminate his partner, and it's kind of that, every man for himself mentality. But with the New Day, it's not like that. You know, there's a real brotherhood with us, and the three of us are always going to try to help each other win. And that's the goal. So we'll definitely be there. Oh, as a faction, per usual, we'll definitely be there, lending a helping hand to our brothers. So you'll definitely see that.
Great. We saw the latest Ride Along episode on the WWE Network, and the WWE Universe loved seeing the New Day experiencing the road travels. But the WWE Universe are worried with the shakeup going on, a possible separation. How do you feel about that?
You know, we're not worried. It's something that we've worked really hard. It's been about 4 years, which is hard to believe, but it's been up. We've first started the group, and we've been together ever since. And we have faith that we'll go as a collective. It's not even something that crosses my mind. You know, we plan on riding this thing out for a very long time. I just don't know if there's another faction like us, you know, in the history of the company, just as far as three guys who are always on the same page, just united, who really fight for each other and have each other's back. So it's I know it's a possibility, but we're not worried about it.
All right, great. So probably one of the greatest rivalries this year, the New Day and the Usos. Obviously, everything looks so great to us and entertaining. Please tell us about the chemistry between both teams.
I think it's big. I think there definitely is a real-life best it has been for a while. You know, I've known those guys, I've known the Usos for almost 9 years now. You know, when I first showed up in FCW, which was the developmental territory for WWE at the time, in 2009, Jimmy Uso was there. And then his brother got there a month or two later. And, I've known those guys for, man, it's crazy to believe that it's almost been a decade. So we've known them for a long time. We have a lot of respect for their abilities, and we really feel like they bring up that feeling that iron sharpens iron. You know, when you go up against the best, you become even better, and that's what we really feel like they've helped pull out of us, and we feel like we've helped pull out of them as well. So there's a lot of respect for those guys too, but there's also that fire, that competition, that we're not just gonna, you know, go to the back of the line while they continue to grow. We're going to try to assert ourselves as the best tag team of our era. And that's something that we continually work towards. So there's so much respect and effort for those guys, but there's also the feeling and the confidence that, hey, we feel like we're the best and we have to prove that.
Great. So lastly, Big E, I really appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday in Jeddah at the Greatest Royal Rumble. Is there anything you want to say or share with the WWE Universe listening to you right now?
We just want to tell our fans in Saudi Arabia that we're very excited. We're getting very close to the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. It's obviously going to be a huge one. We're excited as fans of what we do. You know, I'm excited to sit back and watch Undertaker do his thing. I'm going to become a fan. So we're excited to be there, to be a part of this. And definitely make sure you be there. There's not going to be another event on the calendar the entire year that's going to be like this. So make sure you come out and enjoy yourselves. It'll be a great time for sure.
Great. Thank you, Vinny.